Welcome everybody. August 9th, 2011. 9, of course, being a number of pivotal number for completion and for transmutation, moving from one form to the next. And 9 is also the subtle body. Subtle body has to do with the ability to go beyond time and space, like in meditation, when you're able to move into other frequencies, other dimensions, and able to still the mind and connect with the soul. And that's one of the things that we've been talking about in other calls, is soul talk, talking with the soul. So on this 9 day, this is an especially good day to practice talking to your soul when you meditate. And it's another good way to, we talk about in meditation, stilling the mind, and it doesn't mean that the mind stops, because the mind is always in motion as long as we're alive, but there are other messages and energies coming through in addition to the mind, and that's one of the energies that we're working with today, because astrologically, we have a strong Mercury influence. We have a Mercury-Neptune influence during this time period, and a point of reference for that, to create an understanding about that, is that John Lennon had a strong Mercury-Neptune conjunction in his chart. And think about the song Imagine. So when we have a Mercury-Neptune conjunction, as we do at this current time frame astrologically, Mercury's how we work with our mind, how we frame our thinking, how we use the power of our mind. And we know the mind has three parts, negative, positive, and neutral mind. So on this 9th day, being reminded that we're working with the energies of the subtle body, when we get into our neutral mind in our meditation and in connecting with our breath, remembering that the mind follows the breath, a good basic yogic concept, and the body follows the mind, with our beautiful Neptune conjunction, we can move into the world of dreams, the expansive world of dreams, where we can use our mind to create a new way of seeing the world. And that's what we're, one of the main configurations that we're bringing through today. So when we can quiet our mind so that we can hear our soul and we can talk to our soul and our soul can talk to us, then we can get divine direction, how to direct our thoughts, the power of the mind, to utilize this dream of the Neptune expansion, Piscean frequency, 12th house energy, to move into the expansive way of creating, anchoring in this world, these higher frequencies. These higher frequencies, these higher Neptunian expanded spiritual frequencies. And what is spirit? Spirit is a way of being that's expanded, that takes us out of the limit of the physical body, that takes us out of the limit of 3D, that takes us out of perceiving the world through the mind of duality, duality being perceiving the world only in 3D, and it takes us into the enjoyment of polarity, where we're able to learn in physical form, because we live in a world of polarity, we live in a world of light and dark, and duality is good against bad, good fighting against evil, and this is the imprint that we are being directed, I experience and am listening to release during this time frame, and we will on this call use our pranic frequency to release that imprint. The imprint that we have to fight evil is an imprint of 3D. It is a thought form that was put into place in 3D, so to speak, on the planet in another time frame. And the time frame that it was put, those thought forms were imprinted onto the planet in 3D, was the time frame of the national and planetary underworlds. And this refers, of course, to the Mayan calendar frame of reference that we use many times on these calls. So these thought forms were put, these Mercury thought forms were brought into being as world religions were put into place 5,125 years ago. So we're talking about the end of this 26,000-year cycle, which is divided into four of these smaller cycles. So as we cycle around and actually spiral around, we come back around, and we have certain time frames, like right now, where it's time to break up the imprints of what was put into place as we cycle around, spiral around back to that same point in time where the origin of these thoughts were embedded in the collective consciousness on the planet. So when we come back around, as in this time frame now, we get to break up those, we get to break up, in other words, we get to learn how to use the mind in a different way. And this is the pivotal piece that we're working with right now in this astrological time frame. We are using the mind consciously to create peace on the planet, consciously to create spiritual connection on the planet, consciously to rise into the ascension frequencies on the planet where war shall no longer exist, where weapons of mass destruction will no longer exist on the planet. We're now using the mind to anchor in the thought forms of a world without war, and at a certain point, all weapons on the planet will be destroyed, and that we will move back into the planet of peace. But this is the seed moment to use the mind with our ascension frequency, with this Neptunian or spiritual energy, Pisces 12th house, which means merging back with spirit. The divine directive is to break up these thought forms that were put into place during the national and planetary underworlds 5,125 years ago. So the reason we're doing this is because these religious duality beliefs inspired people or directed people to fight evil, to have the thought forms that you were born in sin and you had to fight against sin. You had to fight against the desires of your own flesh. You had to move into an isolated situation of monastery, and you had to hurt yourself, you had to flagellate yourself. All these thoughts were put into the planet at a certain time frame. So these are the outmoded systems that are now needing to be released and replaced with new thought forms. And I used to, when I first heard Yogi Bhajan say thoughts are things, way back when I first met him, I used to not really understand the impact of those words, those thought forms. But when we put it in this frame of reference, we can really get a perspective on the impact of these thought forms that were put into being and how we are living out these thought forms and how they've affected people. And as we get more and more into our heart chakras and our love, and we want the love to flow more and more, we're understanding how thought forms stop the flow of love. And it's the system of the thought forms that were put into place at those times that affect the flow of love getting to all people, like the people that are starving in Africa right now. It's not that there's a lack of food or even a lack of help. It's the political systems that are stopping the flow of aid getting to these people starving in Africa. The famine could be ended. So what we're really talking about is breaking up the frequencies of these thought forms that were put into place at these times, and the effect of the religious belief systems that inspire these systems that cause things to stop, that cause assistance not to go to people to need it, that cause the world to be the water systems of the world to be poisoned, that cause the industrial complex to exploit people. It all came from thought forms that we need to dominate and control the planet because there's evil that needs to be conquered, that needs to be dominated. So we're moving out of these dominator thought forms. So it's the thought forms that really need to be broken up at this time in order to enjoy the flow of polarity. So then we can ride the wave of the flow of polarity. We can move into this lightness of being that we were just talking about. We can notice that there's differences. We can notice there's uniqueness. We can notice that there's a possibility of creating a world where we have many options for how we create structures that actually support people rather than dominate nature, dominate Gaia, and dominate each other. So right now we're moving into the high point of the universal underworld. That's the part we're in right now according to the Mayans. That's the framework. So it's a really big deal how we can be a part of clearing these dark and destructive demonic forces, which begin as these thought forms. So we're noticing, as we've been talking about different things in the news, but we notice that the forces of darkness, so to speak, that these these forces that have controlled the world are really more and more being shown, being seen, being cleared, and losing their grip, losing their power. So we're transmuting these thought forms during this universal underworld. And specifically, it's being called, right now in this moment, we're on day 5, which started July 31st, I'm sorry. And we're in what's called the budding of day 5. So we're coming up into the light. We're coming, what's budding? Like a flower blossoming, like a flower opening. I was just looking at the tomato plants in my little tiny garden spot in my backyard, just a few, 4 tomato plants. And I'm just watching these yellow golden flowers turn into little green tomatoes, right? So we're thought forms, we're just watching the budding of this new flower and how it starts to sprout up. And so what we've been doing and guided to do, which is breaking up the frequency of, and opening up the frequency and opening up the pranic field, it allows for the light to come through so these buds that are opening can get the light so the flowers can grow. So you can have a garden in your backyard and grow organic, healthy food for you. Or whatever, however it shows up, there's so many ways that it shows up. But this is the time where we're moving into knowing the power of who we are as individuals. We're knowing that we have power and we're no longer controlled by these external institutions that have been set up that take individual power away. So we're moving back into a state of trust. We're not born in sin. So these are the beliefs that were set up thousands of years ago that we're reclaiming our identity. So during this period, it's a time to reclaim our identities and look and see how do we focus our identities? Is our identity focused in our soul, our expansion, how we're divinely directed to pull our passion through, to just love one another rather than be controlled by an institution that says, oh, you have to have all these security checks and you have to go through these scanners at the airports that are just filled with radioactivity and cause cancer. And there's already a high rate of cancer among the workers that work around those scanning machines in airports. Or can we just really connect with each other in love and be aware that if something's out of sync, that out of love we can contain that. We don't have to be paranoid from the top down that we have individual power. So we look at do we identify with our soul? Do we identify with our body? Are people only so fearful for their survival that they'll go to any length? Their greed will be such an expense, so expensive that they have to steal trillions of dollars from the American economy so that millions of people suffer? Is somebody so identified with the survival only of their body that they don't know any other parts of them exist? Or are people just, you know, so identified with their ego, there's so much fear that they feel so separate from the earth and so separate from everybody else that they have to just live in judgment? They have to just judge each other and they have to judge themselves. So again, this is a time with Mercury and Neptune to say, what is our mind doing? What is our mind identifying? What is our mind listening to? And who is the truth? What is the truth? Is the truth that we're only a body, and we're so fearful that we're not going to survive? We're not going to move into these ascension frequencies? So can we even do things like reframe the concept of death? What if we, and what I do in my own mind when I, you know, keep hearing these reports, this person died, that, and then I'm thinking, well, you know, my own physical body will die. Well, what about the thought that you're ascending into the light? Maybe you'll take your physical body with you, you know. So I try to even reframe that I don't have to be afraid of death, because what's really identified when people are afraid, it's really, the fear is really an ego death. What are they really afraid of? What's going to die? And the ultimate, you know, fear, they say, is the fear of your physical body dying. What if you have the thought, like, there's so much light and you're moving from a carbon base to a crystalline being, that you ascend into the light and you take your physical body with you? Yes, you may be able to move your physical body into the light to such an extent that you can come and go and manifest like Babaji or Saint Germain. You can manifest and have a physical body whenever you want. It may be in another dimension. I know I was, when I was with this yogi last weekend that I was talking about, he was saying that Jesus still walks the earth. He just is not in 3D. He's in 6D, the sixth dimension, but he can manifest. He learned from the yogis in the East. He can manifest a more solid physical form when he wants to. He has that much consciousness, that much fluidness. And the same with Saint Germain, who's the overseer of the restructuring of the prosperity, the abundance, the financial systems on the planet at this time, and has been for hundreds of years since he was Francis Bacon in the 1700s, that he's in 7D. He still exists. He's still working with the planetary energies. He's still here. So think about even transmuting the thought of death into ascension. And that's what we're doing right now. We're transmuting all these thought forms. So as we hold in our minds these new thought forms, and with our pranic body, with adjusting the pranic field, with our breath, with our chanting, with our sound frequency, remembering that sound comes from the seventh dimension. We're moving, ascension is moving through all the ten dimensions. That's ascension. So we've got the center of the Milky Way galaxy, that's 9D. That's the solar flares are coming through the central sun into our sun from 9th dimensions. Remember, as we line up with the center of the galaxy every 26,000 years, we get these frequencies coming from the center of the Milky Way galaxy that are a reset for us. So come through 9D, ninth dimension, center of the Milky Way galaxy, the center of creation, our connection with Prime Creator, into 8D, eighth dimension, the mind of God, the unified field, the pranic body. And we've been adjusting the pranic field. That's what we started last week. It's so exciting. We're working with the eighth dimension. And that's what our guides are telling us. That's the frequency of this group. It's such a high frequency. I'm so happy. And then we move into 7D, the seventh dimension. That's where I said where Saint Germain lives. That's the sound current. That's what Tej Preet works with when she sings, and what we work with when we chant, the seventh dimension. It's so beautiful. 6D, sacred geometry. So all the experiments where there's certain geometric forms, like a pure sound, like certain, there have been experiments where they put like sand on certain music that will create certain mandalas to create form, and they put that on speakers, and then the sounds will literally create mandalas. You can probably see YouTubes of that. I haven't looked up for, I haven't looked for them on the internet, but they're probably there. That's 6D. Then 5D is the heart chakra. And that's where we open up our breath, lift up our diaphragm. And when we chant, we chant from our heart. Then 4D, solar plexus. That's where we move into seeing polarity when we're not locked into duality. And then 3D, which is the world we see around us. 2D, we talk about moving into the crystalline frequency inside Gaia. And 1D is the center of the Earth. So when we have the galactic center lining up with our sun, and we're receiving solar flares, we're receiving pulsars, impulses of new information, and ascension is just having all these dimensions lined up, and that's what we're doing on these calls. And so when we can access the pranic field through our field, we're literally lining up the messages we're getting from Prime Creator, from the mind of God. So we're getting the pure thought forms, the pure life forms, so life can return to the divine way of being, and we can live in this divine golden age. So we're now implementing, bringing through those thought forms to help us hold those forms on the planet. So for the next 5,000 years, we can move back into the form of divinity. It is a certain form. We are living in a planet of form. So we want to hold the structure of divinity, hold the structure that creates structures that can hold the form of divinity. So the forms that cannot vibrate at that frequency, the institutions, whether it's the banks or the schools or whatever it is, just look around you. It could be the food. So we can have organic food and non-GMO food, whatever form it is. If it can't hold that structure of divinity, it will fall away during this next time period. And that's what we're anchoring in. So during this month of August, this time of Leo, coming up to the full moon on Saturday, it's a time to really enjoy your sun energy, your identity as a divine being. And what is your passion? How do you passionately feel that you want to bring through the divine energy, the divinity through you? And this, again, goes back to listening to our soul. Where's your passion? Where's your sun energy? How do you want to shine? How is your soul inspiring you to shine? How do you want to share your love? Leo is the heart. So that's what we're talking about during August. How do you want to open your heart and share your love during this time? What is your new divine identity? How are you anchoring that in? We've got this beautiful Leo energy, this heart energy, passion, joy, happiness. How are we bringing that through individually? And how are we contributing to, with our love, with our passion, bringing through new forms? Are you sharing your love? Are you having organic salad with your neighbor? You know, are you planting some tomato plants? Or are you really working on, you know, some new inventions there's people working on, and we already have them, but inventions where we can all have free energy. You know, I don't know what they are, but that's what we're talking about right now during this time. We're talking about riding the wave, the soul wave of your new identity straight through all the dimensions and really enjoying the ascension ride. So don't think about dying, thinking about enjoying the ascension ride through the 10 dimensions into this expanded state of being where everything's new. So we're grounding that in, we're anchoring that in, we're adjusting the pranic fields at this time with the power of our minds, knowing that your soul is infinite and your soul can travel through all the dimensions, and that your mind is also infinite, and that your thoughts, Mercury, Neptune, can go across and reach around the whole planet. So we're moving back into our infinite identity. We're moving back into knowing and anchoring in the truth of who we really are, that we are infinite being, and we're moving into our mastery, and we're moving into being ascended masters, which just means that we know how to ride the waves of ascension through the nine dimensions. And that's what we're anchoring in now. So go ahead, and we'll set the vibration for our Ramadan meditation to adjust the pranic field. And the assignment that we're given today is to adjust the pranic field to release the frequency of judgment. We worked about abuse for women. That was our assignment last week. This week I'm being directed that we are releasing the imprint of judgment. You know, just even the thought of Judgment Day. So again, these religious ideologies that were brought through 5,000 years ago, you're born in sin, you must be judged, you are guilty, you know, all that. So that's what we're breaking up. So just take a breath and know that what takes us out of judgment, the thought that something's good or bad, or we don't like how it is, or, you know, my friend always, that I meditate with, Bonnie, always laughs about, she does pretty well most of the time, but when she gets on the highway, you know, here in Southern California where there's lots of traffic, you know, and drivers cut her off or do this or do that, she says she has a hard time staying in a neutral mind. So however it might show up for you, we're breaking up the imprint of judgment, knowing that the way out is through empathy. And empathy is an energy of the heart chakra. It's a good Leo energy, and you can start with self-empathy. And self-empathy is just noticing what you're feeling and acceptance. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling angry because this driver caught me off. And what I'm needing is I'm needing to be centered. I'm needing respect. I'm needing for people to know we're all connected. So you start to notice what you're feeling in your body and what you're needing. And then you can, if it's something within yourself, you can say, well, maybe I need to, when I get out of the car, I need to just, you know, take a few deep breaths and get recentered. And you try to, like, figure out a strategy that's going to help you get back and get recentered. Or if it's with an interaction with another person, you can ask them for what you want. It's called a doable request. You can ask them, you know, I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to, you know, ask them for what you want. When you talk to me, if you'd be willing to lower your voice. So you have to stay connected to your own feelings and needs, and then you stay connected to somebody else's feelings and needs. Anyway, that's the short version. That's a whole other subject, but the imprint we're being given to adjust the pranic field on, and I'm feeling the transmission coming through right now, is breaking up judgment, moving out of the duality which creates judgment staying in place into the pranic field of the expansion of the heart. So time to start chanting, so feel that, open up your heart, and you will receive the transmission from the beings and guides and Yogi Bhajan who are here with us now. Enjoy. Enjoy. Receiving the transmission, we're going to chant to Pavan Guru. More, break up the seal, we're doing great. Close the locks. Focus on the third eye. Project out from your arc line, your halo, your radiance. Let it spread around the whole planet and beyond. Let your light shine. And exhale all the way down into 1D, the crystalline core of the Earth. And inhale, stretch up and let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Shake it out, shake blessings, prayers, good thoughts. Excellent. Inhale. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. May you be blessed. May you be bountiful, beautiful, and blissful. Ah, beautiful, everybody. You can relax the breath, relax. That was beautiful work. I really saw the spiral energy being cleared, the columns, the portal of lights being opened. Thank you for grounding in that frequency and feeling that need and feeling those energies. And I totally felt the angels and guides and beings being with us. Thank you for all the beings and all the souls here with us today. Satnam. I think we're complete for today, unless anybody else has anything they'd like to share. Otherwise, I will speak with you on Tuesday. Is everyone complete for the day? Yes? I think we are.
I just want to share one thing. Hello?
Yes, you can share. Yes, you can share. Yes.
That this was, I felt so much love and compassion. I don't have even words to express what I felt in this meditation. I took my hands and I put it on my heart. I was so, it was so sweet, the compassion and the love that I felt. I thank you. Really, I'm humbled and I want to thank you and the angels and our teachers and thank you for this magnificent experience.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I'm really happy that you shared. I felt it was really a powerful, powerful meditation. Doesn't seem big enough word, but yeah, it was a very powerful session. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just still feeling it. My third eye's going around in circles, around in spirals. I feel like my unicorn horn is growing or something. Yes, thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, my unicorn horn is growing. Satnam, would anybody else like to share anything that they felt or experienced? Good. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you being here, and we will connect again soon. Satnam.
Yes.
Satnam, bye. 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 Satnam, bye.